Hey, everybody. Thanks for checking out the podcast this week. Just a reminder, I'm going to be in Boston at LAC Boston Comedy Club November 1st and 2nd coming up this coming weekend. Three shows. Come on out. Great club. It'll be fun to be back in Boston. It's kind of my little stomping ground. LAC Boston. Go online. Get tickets. November 1st and 2nd and weekend of November 7th. I'm going to be at the House of Comedy in Scottsdale, Arizona, November 7th weekend. And again, you can go online for tickets there. And then the weekend of November 14th, I'm going to be at the Hard Rock Cafe. It's been redone, an amazing hotel at in Fort Lauderdale. So again, go on tickets. It's the Fort Lauderdale Hard Rock Cafe, November 14th, weekend 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. I hope to see you there. My guest this week, Tyrese Gibson from the Fast and Furious franchise and Transformers. I got to tell you, this is one of the more interesting ones because it went in a direction that I didn't expect. And you just got to hear it. It's definitely interesting. And yeah, enjoy it. I did. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. My guest this week, very talented actor, musician. You know him from the Transformer movies, Fast and Furious. He has a new film out, Black and Blue. Very psyched to have on Tyrese Gibson. Nice to have you on, man.
My pleasure, man. I think this is my first time ever speaking with you.
It is, yeah. First time. Yep. I was excited to have you on.
Man, well, my pleasure to meet you, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you for letting me come on to talk about this movie.
Yeah, man. It's an action thriller. It looks like a really cool plot. It's out now, and you're working with Naomi Harris, and tell people a little bit about it and kind of why you wanted to do this particular film at this time.
Well, I first must share with you, which is probably not the normal way to start an interview off, but I woke up this morning to a film critic who happens to be a white guy.
Hmm.
I don't have a racist bone in my body, but I must address, I'm sure if I said his name, he would probably enjoy this. But he says that the Black and Blue movie is going to be left in the dust this box office weekend, because this movie doesn't matter.
Hmm.
And I felt the way. I felt the way about that statement.
Hmm.
Because, you know, in my mind, I go back to, there's a generation of people out here that live in the suburbs, live in good areas, live in quote unquote safe areas. And you're supposed to. You work really hard. Why would you want to live in anything that where you're putting your life on the line every day just to exist?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just really crazy to me that there's people out here that would say, you know, it's really sad to see what they are dealing with. They.
Oh, I see.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying to me, because you or nobody in your family have cancer, you don't care about it. Because nobody in your family is involved with human and sex trafficking, you don't care about it.
Right.
Because that's not your grandkids, daughter, mom, brother, cousin that's sleeping in cages with aluminum blankets under the Trump regime. You're saying to me that because you're not living or nobody in your family is dealing with the stress and traumas that come from that, you don't care about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's very vulnerable to be black in America. It's
yeah.
very vulnerable to be Latino in America. And that's reality. That's what's real. So this to say that this movie don't matter is basically saying what I have to live every day don't matter.
Right. It trivializes and it. It minimizes so it. Yeah.
It's very condescending. It's very like, you know, it don't matter. Really? Okay, got it. So so let me tell you guys, thank y'all for your attention again. Let me tell you guys what this movie is and what it's about. First of all, it's an action thriller. It's an action thriller, meaning that I got interviewed last week, and this woman says to me, the moment that the movie started, I felt like somebody from the back row put their foot on my neck and never took their foot off my neck for 2 hours because I was on edge. I was screaming at the screen. I was yelling. I found myself giving high fives to people in the theater I didn't even know because you didn't want anything to happen to these characters in this movie. Mm-hmm. And so Naomi Harris, who's Oscar nominated, from the movie Moonlight, she's in this film and she plays a rookie police officer in New Orleans, of all places.
Uh-huh.
And she's on a ride along with her new partner, and he tells her to stay in the car. He goes into this kind of warehouse looking building, and while she's sitting in the car, she hears gunshots.
Mm-hmm.
She goes upstairs to try and see is everything okay, to then end up witnessing and capturing on her body cam a triple execution style murder with three black boys.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all being done by police officers.
Mm-hmm.
So a police officer captures murder from other police officers, and then they're now on a mission to kill her because they don't want her body cam footage to be turned in.
Mm.
So that movie right there is a real movie that really matters, that really speaks to the culture, that really speaks to what it is to live in America right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really wild because one would assume that because everybody have cameras and photos on their iPhones and they got GoPro cameras, they got cameras at every street corner, they got cameras inside your car. One would assume, and they even got cameras now at your front door if you get Ring.
Right.
Motion sensitive.
Right.
But yeah. It's amazing that Ring hasn't stopped anybody from stealing Amazon packages from the front door.
exactly.
So as much as we have, but as much as we have cameras, and you would assume I feel safer now because if anything happens, at least it'll be captured on camera, it hasn't stopped people from doing crazy things. It has not stopped the police officers from murdering us like flies.
Yeah.
And it's irresponsible to say that all police officers are bad because they're not.
Right.
But here's my question that I would pose to a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not the bad apple, if you are not the one that's being malicious and evil and corruption and stealing and in a part of the drugs and planting this and that and sending people away to prison as if their kids and grandkids don't matter, are you aware of what your coworkers are doing?
Right.
That's on the police force. Are you aware of it?
Yeah.
Because if you're aware of it and you won't say nothing, you're a part of the problem.
Yep. Yeah. People need to be accountable. Listen, I know that you're tight on time. I could talk to you forever, and I'd like to try to have you back on so we can have more time to talk about all this. But the great thing about the movie is it's not only entertaining, but it's making a statement. And I applaud you for that. And, you know, some people just aren't going to get it, man. So, you know, I think you're smart to sort of, you know, make your point and drill it home, you know, and people should go see this movie because it does matter. And the things that you're talking about matter. We're in a very divisive time in this country, which is, and we got to get back to some normalcy. But I know you got to jump, but I'd love to talk to you more. Maybe we'll get you back on. This is Tyrese Gibson and the movie's Black and Blue. And I wish you a lot of luck, man, with it. And maybe we can connect again and we could talk about this with a little more time.
Well, I want to put this out there as well in closing, and I hope you air this, man. If you look my name up online, man, the last year and a half or so, I've been through a lot of really, really, you know, aggressively trying times. Personal child custody battles with my ex and beefing with my co-star and all the above. And a lot of people are aware of it. And I just decided, you know what? I can't act as if I'm not going to address the elephant in the room. I'm too real to fake it.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up doing an interview with Charlemagne the God from the Breakfast Club, but I flew him to my house and did it real Barbara Walters, Oprah Winfrey style, and just peeled back all the layers and went into all of the details and particulars of everything that happened over the last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage you guys to go to Tyrese.tv. Tyrese.tv and get locked in because I really want you to see and give me an opportunity to break some things down and explain everything that went down that was in plain sight.
All right, man. There you go. Tyrese Gibson. He had a lot on his mind, and then he had to go. All right, I hope to see you this weekend in Boston, Laugh Boston Comedy Club. Weekend of November 7th, I'm going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona at the Bronson House of Comedy. And the weekend of November 14th, I'm going to be at the Hard Rock Cafe in Fort Lauderdale. And love to see you guys. Come on out, get some tickets, go online. And don't forget, leave some nice comments on iTunes. All right, folks, see you next week.